know when to act. The ability to seize an opportunity has resulted in more successful investments than any other single activity in human history. During the Depression of the 1930s, my great-grandfather had a problem with boll weevils in his cotton crop. He tried everything to rid his crop of the pests. Nothing seemed to work. One night, my grandmother recounts, he sat straight up in bed and said, "I've got it." The next day, he climbed into his old pickup and headed for his cousin's metal shop in Stamford, Texas, some 90 miles away. Aside, recognize when to take action. Take action when opportunity presents itself. Over the next 2 weeks, my great-grandfather designed and built the precursor to one type of cotton stripper. His idea was to blow air from underneath the plant using a mobile device that slid under the plants along the ground with wheels between the cotton rows. The moving air would blow the weevils into a bin and thus rid his crops of the pests. The invention worked wonderfully. He took his invention to several tractor manufacturers. Because many farmers were battling boll weevils, he easily found a major tractor company to buy and patent his invention. Great-grandfather cleared enough profit to quit farming and buy some rent houses. Because this poor dryland farmer from Central Texas took action and reached the age of awakening, he was able to retire in comfort and establish an income that would support his wife for her entire lifetime and his children for decades. He was also able to enjoy the remainder of his life without killing himself hoeing cotton. I get this question every day. When is the best time to invest? This is not a difficult question to answer. My off-the-cuff answer is, you can't succeed if you're not in the game. In my experience, it is not when you invest. Today is always a good day to start, but how you invest. I have interviewed hundreds of equity investors who consider themselves to be early-stage players. To them, an early-stage company has annual sales of $5 million or more. This is considered very early stage by Wall Street standards, but in the private equity world where I live and work, this is a large company. A company that is ready to expand, acquire the competition, or be sold to a larger player. Personally, I find gems in startup companies who are working with tried and true ideas and experience, or with next generation ideas and managers who are thinking two curves ahead. In 2007, I did some preliminary research on a pipeline leak detection company who was using a new infrared technology to discover hydrocarbon leaks in refineries. You can imagine how valuable this technology is with natural gas selling at $10 per million BTUs. With very little understanding of the marketplace, the numbers became staggering quickly. This rural Texas team has proven their technology many times over. They had recently grown their sales to $1 million annually, with a family staff of 6. They had airborne technologies, handheld technologies, stationary applications. They were covering all the bases. The principal owner of this company is a man about 50 years of age. He knows that he has a tiger by the tail, but isn't quite sure exactly how to proceed. This company is a prime candidate for private equity capital, but only if the personalities mesh in the proper way. A funny story about this company. This team was invited to a leak detection competition against teams from places like MIT, Texas A&M, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, Argonne National Laboratory, Los Alamos, and NASA. All of these places have highly educated team members that are responsible for technology creation and management in the leak detection arena. You can imagine that vapor leaks are a major area of concern at places like NASA, as well as any oil and gas refinery. The invited teams met at one of the large refineries near Houston. Teams had a set amount of time to locate and identify leaks in the refinery. The refinery was divided into sections. Each team would work on each section at different times during the competition. The team that won the contest also won a multi-million dollar contract to do leak detection in the refinery for a year. The other teams, with as many as 12 highly trained members, showed up in matching jumpsuits. They were PhD candidates, led by PhDs, with the nicest equipment that money could buy. My friend's team of 4 had just completed a detection job in the field near Houston. They drove up in a muddy pickup. They were from a small Texas town led by a high school graduate. They showed up wearing their cowboy hats, work boots, and work clothes. They looked worn, but they were ready to pounce. My friend knew that no one in the competition had ever seen their technology. The competition lasted 2 days and was divided into 4 different work sessions. My friend's team, with their handmade equipment, was doing a remarkable job of showcasing their technology. At the beginning of the second day, a 50-something woman leader of one of the highly educated teams looked down over her reading glasses at a high school age assistant on our rural Texas team and said, "You know, this is a $1 million contract you are competing for." The young man looked down shyly and said, "Yes, ma'am." The lady smiled at our young assistant and said, "You know, you all are kicking our ass." The young assistant looked up, smiled broadly, and said, "Yes, ma'am." They both smiled. The second place team surveyed 750 connections per hour and found fewer than 200 leaks in 4 hours. The winning team, made of hardworking technical people and family members, surveyed over 3,000 connections per hour and identified an average of 400 leaks in a 4-hour period over the same competition area. The contract went to the simple yet competitive rural Texas team. We are still working on an investment in this company. The thing that attracts us to this investment is competitive advantage, new technology, and simplicity, along with a team of hardworking, knowledgeable people who know how to get the job done. Sustainable competitive advantage is one of the key elements I seek when evaluating a potential private equity investment. If the capital seeker is good at what they do, potentially a market leader, and if they have a competitive advantage, either in information access, technology, market penetration, and/or ambition, then you, the investor, should stop, look, and listen, because a potential deal is in the offing. An example of information access/advantage is a recent research program we started. In our real estate group, we noticed that several newly developed areas of a large city were not being served by many storage facilities. We conducted research for a 24-month period where we identified every existing or proposed/permitted self-storage facility in this metro area of 2 million people. We spoke to each city and to local developers to determine the status of the markets. We visited each and every existing site. We studied the demographics of each location, the customer base, and the occupancy. During this process, we uncovered several properties that were for sale, but not being actively marketed. We conducted a preliminary financial analysis of the properties of interest. This was by far the largest private database of self-storage properties that we had ever seen for this marketplace. After we finished our field reconnaissance, when the database was plotted on a demographic map, we identified over 25 areas that were prime candidates for mini storage facilities. Compelling investments that make substantial profits day and night with little management from the investor. As of this writing, all 25 locations have been built out, and significant profits are being made by the owners. Research in this arena continues in 2020.